Greetings, friends of Essential Aromatica. Today's episode is a little different from the norm of we've been having Luna Aroma sessions along with or lovely conversations with really wonderful people I've met in the aromatherapy world, thanks to the oils, thanks to aromatherapy. Today is special material that I would really like to share with you. And this is all based on a workshop I put together years ago now, based on sacred incense. And I've been thinking, like, I really would like to put this up as a class online, and that just doesn't feel right. So I feel this belongs as a spoken podcast experience and might be turned into an article. Please sit back and spend some time with me to connect with the sacred, with the divine, through aromatic botanicals. Now, you may choose to go and have some plant material that you find inspirational. Maybe you want to light some incense. Maybe you want to smell an essential oil, make yourself a cup of aromatic tea. You know, whatever's right for you, go ahead and do it. And I'm just going to start sharing the material with you on this full moon day. So in a nod to the full moon in August, the heat, we have two full moons in August, August 1st and August 30th of this year. So lots of fun things there. So let's get right into this. This is a chemosensorial introduction. Scent molecules cannot be seen by the naked eye, yet are experienced on a visceral level. When we work with aromatic botanicals, specifically essential oils, we are working with alchemical creations derived through distilling aromatic plants. This allows the distillation allows the unseen to be seen via the essential oil. Scent cannot be held. It is intangible, like soul and spirit. When we burn aromatic resins or incense or work with essential oils or the aqueous hydrosols we obtain through distillation, we are making the intangible tangible, feeling the unfeelable. Now, this is really important with aromatherapy. What I mean by that is feeling emotions in the body and conversely expressing the body through emotions. When you really sit with an oil, with the aromatic molecules, pay attention to yourself and what's happening. This is a gift. It is connecting psyche and soma, mind, body. Essential oil therapy, aromatherapy, through olfaction goes really deep. When we smell olfaction, I call this vapor appreciation, but when we do this, rather than the topical application of oils, not even getting into medical internal use and application of oils, we're talking about smell, olfaction, breathing in the molecules. This is deep. It bridges gaps. It assists us through transitions. It can mark these too, if we're wise. Birth, death, initiation rites, ceremonies, you name it. Think of how incense has been incorporated into divination, oracles, ceremony. It's through cultures and time, and we'll get into that later. One thing that we do know, if we're really paying attention, we know that botanical aromatics expand the mind and help us go inward. They create space for perception and awareness within us and without, as above is below. They snap us into the present moment, giving us potential to enhance perception both inwards and outwards. Botanical aromatics, and when I'm saying that through this time together, I mean essential oils, natural incense, working with the direct material as well. Let's say you go and touch some eucalyptus out in your garden or yarrow. This morning I was removing the spent flowers from Roman chamomile after I fed the birds. That seems to be my routine when I feed the birds, you clean up the flowers. But I digress. So botanical aromatics touch memory formation and recall, and they could also bring us to the present and into nonlinear time, amongst other things. Aromatics can become anchors through states of change, taking control from one sense, such as seeing, ruminating, looping thoughts, blah, 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 right? Taking control from that, you take it to the present moment, with an aromatic. We direct attention to something else. And what a gift to maybe direct attention to smelling something and engaging with those molecules. Now, I am going through the class here. I have my notes, so it might sound a bit classy. I just have to have the pun. Let's take the pun there. I'm a classy lady. So aromatherapy, I have a slide here for those that aren't deep into the weeds, like some of us might be. It's always nice to give a definition. So what is aromatherapy? One really lovely definition is the holistic and therapeutic application of genuine and authentic essential oils for enhancing an individual's physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. For enhancing the body, mind, spirit, soul to heal itself. And healing, that's a slippery word. We're not curing. Healing is different from curing, right? So genuine, authentic essential oils are artificially concentrated botanical extracts obtained from aromatic plant parts through steam or water distillation and more modern technologies such as CO2 extraction. But you know, the jury's still out on I'd say the intensity of working with the CO2 over a distilled oil. It's interesting. This is still newish. And with aromatherapy, it's important to remember we also work directly with the plant material. For example, heating the resin, burning the resin, burning pure incense, making tisanes or herbal teas, making herbal balms, ointments, and salves. These are old traditions, old things of working with fats and aromatics to enhance the mind, body, spirit, soul. Now, in front of me, I have this fun, I call it a story, Plant Essences Quintessential Essential Oil. Just let my words carry you. Now, aromatics, the aromatic plants are terpene-based, the terpenoids, the terpenes. The volatile aromatic substances that we perceive through smell are called the essence. The essences is the essence of the plant, the unseen, the alchemical spirit. The essence. The volatile oils are what penetrate the air, penetrate our minds, are part of what makes incense and essential oils, the aromatics in general, so powerful. What we are smelling are these light, compact molecules, these roundish structures. They can move through air. They are vapor. They are volatile. The volatile essence of a plant is thought by some to be the spirit of a plant due to its invisible but penetrating quality. When we distill plant material to obtain the pure essence, that which is invisible, that which is chemical, we have these volatile and overall lipid-loving matrices we get. So when we say essential oil, we're talking about not the essential to a plant, we're talking about that essence, the spirit of a plant. And it's an oil because it has an affinity for lipids, for cell membranes, for attaching to the scent receptors in our nose, on our skin. And when we think of the essence, there's the quintessence, the ether, space, the stuff that fills in space, the intangible, the invisible, a place where spirit dwells. This is the fifth element. There's earth, air, fire, water, and ether, the quintessence. And the essential oil, again, light, volatile, gaseous vapor that interacts with, influences matter, it influences our body, mind. Influences us through receptor sites in the mind and body, then the neuroendocrine system, our emotions, our perceptions. Essential oils are chemo messages that interact with us on many, many levels. I sound so serious, don't I? Botanical aromatics are multivalent. Aromatic botanicals connect perceived gaps between mind, body, spirit, soul. When we look at the mind, we're working with the sensory and the sense of the hedonic qualities about being human. I like this, I don't like that. That's sensorial. I sense that, ooh, that's good, right? That's bad. I don't like that smell, even though if that smell could be really beneficial for your nervous system. Open your mind, right? Open your mind. Be a container. Be a vessel. Also touching the mind, we have just detection, recognition, and memory. We think of odor identification and memory recall and formation. This is incredibly tied to the sense of smell. Chemistry. This is chemistry. And when we're working with the mind, we have the just like the sensorial part I mentioned, the emotional, the like, dislike, plus memory recall. I'll get into this a little bit later. But there's a lot to that of forming memories with scent. Scent gives us a sense of place. Think about, let's say in the olden days, you had a grandfather and grandpa smoked cigars or a pipe. And when after grandpa passed, you might have smelled the pipe tobacco in, you know, an old sweater. There suddenly was grandpa. Now, when we look at the body, we have a lot to work with the body. Body and mind are one, and emotions influence the body, and the body influences the whole person. But when we think about the physical perception and healing, wellness, we can't say curing, right? But we think of working with pain with essential oils and aromatics, inflammation, respiratory support, skin health, wound healing. It runs the gamut. When we work topically for physical ailments, the oils also touch us on through the body and mind, the immune system. Essential oils are incredibly antibacterial. They're not selective. They're multivalent. Several of them have antimicrobial properties, so we can work with sickness in that sense. When you have a common cold, etc., fungal infections. There's also a neuro influence and neuroprotective quality. There's neuroendocrine interaction. Essential oils as a general class, so many of them are regulators. You can think of them as that. And they are incredibly antioxidant, so many of them. This is working on the electron level of, donating electrons, antioxidant. And when we talk about the connecting perceived gaps between mind, body, spirit, when you think of spirit, there's so much to say here, but I want to focus on the connection with nature and that which is larger than us, the earth, the universe, those things that we can't comprehend, solar energy, the unseen. And when we work with essential oils, we are helping that with that sense of smell, with thoughts, we can send prayers up into the universe through smoke, through essential oils. When we're working with these chemicals, this chemistry, the phytochemicals made from sunlight, when we're working with essential oils and hydrosols, we're working with distilled sunlight in a bottle. I have this note here that we are focusing on olfaction, remember scent, smell, and the mind connecting with higher realms, knowing, acknowledging that the mind and body are connected, and that this perceived oneness of I am me, I am one with the universe. There is no separation. And the link is emotions and neurotransmitters. And essential oils deeply touch this. Now I have to give, before I get into this next, a little bit deeper dive into physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. I have this title here on the slide that says aromatic botanicals are fragrant connectors between the ordinary and the extraordinary. Now I have to give a special shout out to John Steele. Many years ago, I came across this paper that he wrote. And I found it in this anthology of a bunch of aromatic related stuff on perfume, smell, etc. And this paper was so influential on me. It's called The Anthropology of Smell and Scent in Ancient Egypt and South American Shamanism. And you can find John Steele. There's some great interviews you can find online. A really cool person I'm hoping to meet someday. I've had personal correspondence, but I have not met in person. So let's get into this. Fragrant connectors between the ordinary and extraordinary. So scent, aroma, aromatic botanicals, and their extracts are agents for change. These are igniters. They are getting your attention. They're offerings that interact with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual stuff. They cross perceived boundaries. They touch the soul. And when we look at the physical touching, the physicalness of working with aromatics, we are working with matter, you know, something tangible in a sense, the essential oil, with the body, with molecules, with cells. We can work with aromatic botanicals to cleanse, to purify, lavender, lavar, to wash. These are incredibly cleansing, the essential oils. We work with the essential oil, the aromatics, to heal. They are the original medicine, the plants. They are medicine, they still are. And within that, this is not separate, is beauty care, self-care, tending to the body, tending to your scalp, your hair, the cleanliness of yourself so you don't get sick. And within that, there's the aesthetic and pleasing part. This is getting into the more modern perfumery, but still it's within. Because if you make yourself a wonderful, holistic wellness body ointment, it can be aesthetically pleasing, it could help with beauty care, and it's medicine at the same time. When you make yourself a gorgeous body oil, face oil, cream, lotion, salve, you name it. And on the mental and emotional part, we can cleanse, purify, and heal the mind, the emotions, work with those. The essential oils, the aromatics, calm, balance, and uplift, modulate, regulate. Botanicals expand the mind, calm the mind, enhance perception, integrate the mind, and encourage mind plasticity. I believe that's inspired by John Steele, that one especially. I've learned through the years that when we work mindfully with aromatic materials, they are anchors to bring attention to something else. It's not always just about us, right? We always make it about us, to help us break habit loops, to break, to get attention, and to restore a flow of the mind and bring attention to that greater oneness around us, to be in awe. I'm in awe every time I'm gardening. I'm looking out the window now at a beautiful view. I'm in awe when I'm blessed. I'm really lucky. I'm like, I get to distill things. Like, it's mind-blowing each time. It's mind-blowing when I get to share essential oils with people. It's still like it's new. There's always just something so beautiful. And essential oils, the aromatics, help us wake up. They bring us to the here, to the now, to perceive. And in the spiritual realm and practice, even though this is all connected, right, we encourage receptivity and openness, a sense of awe, a sense of connection. We work with these aromatics to channel, to become the bridge to the divine, to unite the macrocosm and the microcosm, as above, as below. We often, historically, people have used, and to this day, work with the aromatics as payment to the unseen, timeless spirit world. I'm just pausing because I'm thinking of when you harvest something, you might will give a plant a gift back. It could be thoughts, words. It could be something nutritive for the plant to feed, to give back. You give payment. You pay the gods with perfume, with incense. And when we're working in the spiritual sense, we're suspending the quality of linear time to engage with holistic primordial time when we're working with these incredible aromatics. Now, this going even deeper, aromatic plants span continents, cultures, ancestors, time, past, present, and sacred. Aromatics are much more than smells and smelling. I can't say that enough. More than good or bad smells. This is chemistry at work. Chemical interactions between human chemistry and plant chemistry. Knowing these chemicals touch us via several entrance points. Smell is a chemosense. It is deep knowing, deep intuition, an interaction, a conversation. It is up to us to wisely pay attention. When we're breathing in that terrible, I'm thinking of you're in a taxi and there's that green tree on the, you know, the rear view mirror and you're smelling those chemicals, those are going into your body. They're interacting with every part of you. And you're in there enough, you might start to feel not so good. Your body has to process this stuff. Not even just like, ooh, I don't like that smell or I like that smell, but literally the molecules are in there in your bloodstream and your body has to process them through scent. So I want to highlight each of these aromatic span continents, cultures, ancestors, and time. So when we think of continents, I love this. Every region has its aromatic plants, essential oil essence-bearing plants that are integrated into cooking, ceremony, ritual, healthcare, sense of place. Now, I know this might sound like, oh, Amy, I know this stuff already, but it's really nice to always step back and be, I think, in awe when we think that cultures are shaped by geography and the plants that grow there. It's so important to think of that. I read some cool books about that, how geography and where we live shapes us. Mountain folks are different than valley folks and coastal, than river, than da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's what's around you and how is that impacting you? And when people and cultures move, people bring their plants with them. They bring their aromatics. They bring their beloved plants they know and love. And this has deeply shaped the world's culture, the way we farm, what we consider weeds, what we consider non-weeds, and so forth. A plant is just a plant. And there's more, but we will get there. And speaking of culture and working with aromatics through the ministration of perfume, incense, medicine, and worship, there was a time not that long ago when art, medicine, worship, the divine, and fragrance were integrated. Ancient Egypt, there's a lot of material on that. Ancient India, the alchemists in the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, the shaman in South America. This integration started to unravel during the Age of Enlightenment, of note under Napoleon's reign. I remember learning this a few years ago and really enjoying to share it with students. There is a declaration by Napoleon that made perfumery distinct from pharmacy and chemistry in the pursuit of excellence and scientific understanding. And Napoleon really wanted his empire to be at the forefront of modern chemistry. So perfume, you went over there, and then everything else went the other way. But of course, those synthetics, thanks to chemistry, found their way into perfume. And we should look at what those synthetics are really doing to our neuroendocrine systems and to our world. So some people say the original aromatherapy was to cleanse through smoke through incense, burning herbs and resins. And of course, creating your infused oils, infused wines and vinegars, pomades made with fats, rudimentary distillation for aromatic waters. In so many cultures, who hasn't over the years integrated aromatics into their mundane, their daily and spiritual lives? So aromatics have been and are integral to our life to this day. But how often are we thinking about this? you and me, the average person, how much are we really thinking about this? It is time to think about it. Think of that fake, terrible pine tree smell from that air freshener, quote unquote, in the car, the rearview mirror. So more spanning, and this is ancestral time. When we think of working with our ancestors, we time travel with the aromatics in memory. We can work with and tap into memories. We can burn incense offerings to send thoughts and prayers to ancestors and to honor the spirit world, to honor what is bigger than us. We can smell something from someone currently with us in life and be taken to them. Let's say your partner's favorite sweater when they're traveling and they're away from you. We can smell something a deceased loved one loved and be taken to them and conjuring that individual to the present moment. You know, maybe you had someone in your life or have in your heart that had a special perfume. And then you can go and buy that perfume and be reminded of them. Or maybe many people have food associations. When you make a special dish with the special spices, you're taken, you're with that person. So this is really important, powerful stuff. It's a sense of connection. Scent is, again, I say this a lot, but it's chemosensorial. It is information. And scent is linked with sex, which is a creative act. An act of creation working with the divine, with the unknown. And through this, aromatics span ancestral time. The chemistry is in the DNA. This is all in our sexuality. And sex is sacred. Sexuality is sacred. It is what links us to the divine. Smell is to know. Scent and smell are deep knowing. Olfaction is incredibly intimate with sexual development. Smell is the first sense to develop in the senses in gestation. And olfactory neurons, and I have to say, I always have to pause and say this, right? The gonadotropin releasing hormones, or the gonads, those neurons originate in the same place during organogenesis. So olfactory neurons and GnRH neurons originate in the same place. So the olfactory neurons will migrate and become the olfactory epithelium, really important to not just the sense of smell. Again, this is chemistry. And then the GnRH migrate to the hypothalamus. And we know that essential oils work on the hypothalamic level. So I can't stress this enough, how sex, scent, sexual health is linked to olfactory neurology. So what governs the ovaries and testes is deeply linked with olfaction. And when we span time, well, let's move into time, not the herb time, but, you know, time, linear time and nonlinear time, past, present, and sacred time. You know, we touched on ancestors and memory. Scent brings you to the past, with its link to the hippocampus, that's the center for memory formation. And it grows, your hippocampus can grow and be robust and healthy, or it can shrink with stress. And we can work with the divine and scent aromatics to help with stress. And scent memory also includes a sense of place. Scent reconnects humans to the consciousness of the ecosystem they are a part of, especially by working with local aromatic plants, aromatics from your culture, aromatics that give you that sense of your cultural identity. I already shared before, but it's important to acknowledge again that people bring their plants, their foods, their aromatics with them when they move to a different location. And when you think about this, think about the way a certain geography smells due to local flora and the overall ecosystem. A sense of place, think about visiting when I visited Portugal or Spain, or here on Long Island, or there's the interesting smells of New York City, or visiting North Carolina with this specific scent of certain of the conifer trees. There's a real sense of place. And so that's sense of place. We've talked about how scent links us to the present moment regarding time. So let's say you just walk outside, and outside my back door I have a big pot of spearmint growing, and if I was to just rush my hands and smell, my attention will be there. I will be present. So scent touches and spans linear time, which is, I'm going to say, includes that lived memory, a sense of place, scent memory association, meaning, oh, that smells like there, you know, that place. That smells like grandma's baked pie, or that smells like that terrible intersection in New York City that always smells bad on Fifth Avenue and like 20th Street. A scent brings you to the present time, the immediate attention, like I said. I can't reiterate this enough. This is a really important way to work with aromatherapy, that scent, the aromatics can be anchors to bring you to the present and break loops. These are aromatic cues. We work with oils. You can have an oil or a blend as an anchor to help someone create new behavior. You can link it to a mantra that a person's to say when they smell the oil. And you could use this to, again, break a current loop, rumination, habits. This is really powerful. It just has to be, it can become conditional. This is really important with aromatherapy. I don't think it's talked about enough. So let's see. As I have my notes here, I say, well, like when a thought comes up, you have to remember to take out your aromatic blend, your inhaler, whatever it is, smell it and say that mantra or statement that can help you shift. And then that smell gets anchored to that and the body remembers this stuff, right? So it can become a habit, hopefully a more positive habit, a positive frame of mind. So aromatics, as we continue on, promote movement. This is what they do. They promote, let's say that, to get the phlegm out of the body, to bring you to a different state of mind, to heal skin tissue, et cetera, et cetera. So they, I'm going to just say this again, aromatics promote movement. And the present moment is a time for change. Just a few points here I want to share. That this is old knowledge. Bad air is called malaria. It is still air. It is stagnant air. Stagnation breeds decay, death, clutter. And movement is life, right? Aromatics promote movement. Stagnant, stuck thoughts are like bad air, malaria. Botanical aromatics change this. Aromatics support change. And aromatics span linear time, linking sacred and eternal time. Unconscious communication. Smell and scent is temporary, generally speaking, because it's volatile. It goes away. Is it called in our nasal cavity? I should know this, but I'm going to forget. The Bowman glands will refresh. They refresh the nasal area to kind of recharge. So our nose, because we're always exposed to the scent chemistry around us. But I didn't even think I'd mention that. But scent is temporary, and it can symbolize the fleeting temporal nature of life. Our unique and personal blip in the collective unconscious and universe. Scent is fleeting. We are fleeting. We are but a speck. Our emotions are even smaller specks. The thoughts, little specks that come and go. Smell. This chemosense helps us tap into and bridge the unseen realm, including our ancestors, who we can access and honor while staying rooted in the present moment. Botanical aromatics connect us with present time and eternal, nonlinear time. The aromatics assist us in communicating with ancestors, with great spirit, with what make the cosmos. This is what is eternal time. This is eternal time. This is where our myths, archetypes, the underlying soul of the universe is, decomposition, birth, life, ancestors, the eternal soul, the primordial muck of which we are from. It all resides here in sacred time, eternal time, that we can touch with aroma. Aromatics are part of sacred moments. They help express the quote, this is a quotation, the eternal mythical present that is periodically reintegrated by means of rites. And that's from Mircea Eliade. And my question, this is to me, but also to you, because I feel we've missed out in our culture in the United States. We've lost our rites, the R-I-T-E-S. I have written here, I feel I've missed out on them, and that the culture I live in the United States, has lived in perverse and stunted rites of absolutely no meaning. And I think this needs to be changed. The rite of marriage, like, what's that become? Just wedding halls, and the rite of puberty, the rite of menopause, the rite of death, the rite of birth, the rite of moving into a new home. Just honoring these things, these transitions in life, the right of waking up and going to bed. I guess some of us are better than others. When I think, you know, Amy, you should start your meditation, like have a meditation practice in the morning. Something I think about, but do I do it? So it's just something I'm being really candid here to chew on. And this is really linked to sacredness, to sacred time. And now, and when we smell that oil now, as I smell this blend in front of me, is a time to commune with higher powers and engage in physical, emotional, and spiritual change. The aromatics help us do this, and now is the time to step into the eternal. And we're winding down here. This is a heavy topic, isn't it? And you think, oh, just by burning frankincense, yes, 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 yes. We pay attention and see how we feel, what's happening to our body, to our mind, our spirit, soul. So when we work, in closing, with sacred aromatics, the incense, the smoke, the essential oils, the maybe crushed up plant material, as we work with those and sense rise upward and outward and permeate and penetrate the air, they're penetrating emotions, the memory, the bloodstream. These molecules are potentiating and interacting with neurotransmission, with the neuroendocrine communication system in our body, in and on our body. Scent helps make the act of communing with the invisible visible, burning that incense to offer your prayers, your thoughts, honoring your ancestors with food, with an altar, with burning something, having the aromatics there, giving their invisible molecules into space. Botanical aromatics are a visible, tangible connection with and offering to the spiritual and the ethereal, while also keeping us in the present. We are rooted. We are working with plants from the earth. This is real, tangible stuff. And when we work with plants of the earth, you know, incense, smoke, and essential oils are ways to work with the intangible. As we've said, a way to shift behavior and consciousness with realized action that is also fleeting. Because again, scent comes and goes, it evaporates, it disintegrates, but it's renewed by plants. And we know that our emotions are fleeting, our thoughts are fleeting. and we can work with this. I had this note in here. I forgot who wrote it, so I can't give the citation, but when we work with incense or some beautiful botanical, you know, the incense, the aromatics in that way, we quote, to make things holy and keep them holy and to transform something that is not holy, holy. So we can take the mundane and make it holy. Just think about, have you smudged your house, when a new house, or done a space clearing? What are we, you know, what are we doing there? Really think about what we are doing. So here's my last slide as we part ways. We take the physical matter, the plant material, into our tangible human hands. If you can, just think, go outside if you're near a garden and something aromatic, and rub your hands against the plant material. This morning, before it was getting too hot, I went out and was cutting back the lavender shrubs, and it was just a lovely experience to do that work. The chemistry is the bridge, right? The physical, the gross, the mundane, the weight, our tangible human hands. The chemistry is the bridge. Earthly matter, tangible, physical, process-oriented, is offered up to greatness, to that which is bigger than us. Volatile scent molecules help us communicate with the ethereal. The intangible scent cannot be grasped. It is unseen to the naked eye. It has realized action on emotions, memory, mood, the physical body, our neuroendocrine system. It is action potential. The activity is invisible and temporal. The chemistry, as we said, goes away, it dissipates, it gets metabolized by the body and is excreted. So even though we can't see it, it is real. It is of the earth, but there's this connection of making the invisible visible through distillation, through scent, through making something with these gorgeous natural aromatics, not synthetics. I have a note here, just scribbled down, that life is fleeting, spirit is fleeting, the primordial soul, the world soul, the stuff we're all made of is not. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I hope that you enjoyed this time with me. I hope, if you've never really looked at aromatics this way, in essential oils and aromatherapy, I hope it's thought-provoking. And the next time you burn incense, I hope you're burning pure, beautiful incense. Maybe you want to learn how to make your own. Maybe you melt and gently get involved with, like, if you look at Japanese incense ceremony, if you think about here in North America, the indigenous peoples working with sacred tobacco, sage, sacred sage. I mentioned John Steele, he has a lot of insights into the shamanistic practices and botanicals. So this is really deep stuff, and I guess I can keep going on, and I won't. But next time you make yourself that aromatic tea, you know, or you inhale that essential oil, just really notice what's going on. And I forgot, I did have something to share. Yeah, I created a special blend, two special blends of oils to share during sessions with people. And if you're interested in these special blends and having the blending notes on them and ideas, write to me at info@nycaromatica.com. And you join my mailing list, and then I will share these insights with you and guidance on oils and blending for spiritual work. And if you haven't already, go over to nycaromatica.com and you'll see my recent polished up article on cistus, which is a very unique plant. They're all unique, but I've really spent time recently deeply with that plant, both topically and to work with spiritual and emotions. I really want to thank you, and please come back to this episode. Please share it with people. I think this is important material to share with the world. And I'm not the only one that talks about this stuff. And again, a special thanks to John Steele's work and inspiration. So, as I say at the end of every episode, thanks. Have a great full moon time. And until the next time, ciao for now.